tea and the people from the other side. Well, a lot of this thing happens and everything is associated with the energy. Talking about black magic, there's a village in Assam which is completely dedicated to black magic. If you want to learn black magic, well, they teach you. You have to Google the name. I'm not able to recollect it right now, but it happens. It happens, and I'm not sure, but I've seen things which cannot be explained. So I want to reserve my comments, but, you know, it does happen, and people still do practice all these things. So the more you get into all these things, the spooky and the weird life starts changing, because I realize that because we are filmmakers, a lot of filmmakers go into that zone while writing a certain script. And I remember a couple of my friends making a horror movie, and then they went into the certain research of demonic and Satan research, and they started seeing a lot of things which otherwise they shouldn't. So I don't want to go that side, but a lot of things can happen while you're traveling. And because we were a filming crew, you know, the best part is we had a camera, so everything was shot, everything was documented. And that's just few of the things which we have experienced, whether it was the earthquake, whether it was the spooky paranormal experience, or whether it was the bizarre experiences. Everything becomes a part of the package. That's what traveling is all about, isn't it? Next question. In the recent past, I've realized that there's a huge popularity for K-pop or the K-culture or the Korean culture. But just a quick experience, what I have experienced, and everything is not glossy, to be very frank. I was in Seoul a couple of years back, and the city is a beautiful city, not too